Yes, yes, yes. We made it. We made it back. We made it back one more again. It's your man's in there. It's the audio man's. It's your man's DJ Bobby Hustle and my guy.
That Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug for $1 million and 16 pairs of Falke socks. I don't even know if I said that right.
Here you go.
Handcrafted in Germany, valued at $1,185 a pair. Give me 16 pairs of them bitches.
What the fuck is a Falke?
F-A-L-K-E.
Oh, fuck. Falke.
They're ultra rare socks. You know, it made you wonder if they're made of gold, but they're not.
Falke.
Yes, they're made out of llama skin.
Damn, llama skin socks? What?
The most expensive fabric that you can know to man for a pair of socks, man. But hey, with that out the way, man, you made it through the weekend, ready to come back to the top of the week for your next dose. If you're here today, that means that you made it through Monday, so it's a good week already. Now, if this is your first time coming through here, you just click that link. You're like, what is this AMP all about? Well, AMP is live radio reimagined, and the audio meds, well, we're the only known cure to insanity. And Capo, that's a proven fact.
Yes, sir. It is. You already know, man. Google that shit, and you will see it is a proven fact. All right, Bobby, it is, what's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Damn. All right, so it's Tuesday. We got some interesting topics of discussion as usual. You see the title topic today. Does going viral mean you made it? We're going to talk about all that. We need you to jump in the chats, get ready to call in. And dog, I am hyped because guess what, Bobby? We have a special guest joining us today as well.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we got a lot to get into. We're going to beef up that playlist. We're going to play all kinds of good classics and dope hip hop. We're going to keep celebrating this motherfucking culture. But before we do all of that, what we got to do, Bobby?
You know what time it is? It's time for that quick mix.
It's the quick mix, you bastards.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, man. Yo, that joint right there, man. That joint right there is so crazy. I remember that joint, man. Everybody used to be running around like spit flying everywhere, breath smelling like cognac.
Hot weed, breath man. On you.
It's like hot boys, hot breath, everything.
Yes, hey,
yo, that's Tuesday.
Man, remember last dose we were talking about dope projects, and that definitely was one of them, bro. Like,
absolutely.
The Hot Boys. Yeah, man. Nah. I mean the Juvenile. That had, you know, the 400 Degrees project, and that had some fucking heavy hitters on it. Of course it had
You know what? I'm mixed reviews on that one. Like, I just, that wasn't the song that got me on there. That got me on the whole way.
Back That Ass Up was what got you on there.
I mean, that one, this one too, but yeah. Like when that came out and the dude had the big boa constrictor around his neck, I was like, you know, I'm from the black in the net, huh?
It was simple as fuck, but it was creative.
It was. And it was different.
It was different. And that, I mean, it was, dog, it was. Everybody was doing that shit though afterwards, like, you know, you like,
I was too.
You about to go do your homework, huh? You about to go get you about to go get something to drink, huh? You know what I'm saying? I gotta go take a shit, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was nonstop, bro. But it's about being, and that goes perfect with today's topic. And today's topic is, does going viral mean you made it? And I know you're probably wondering, how does that even, you know, how do those two go together? But you're seeing more artists trying to do shit to make themselves go viral just to spark some shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely. I think that's the new thing that people consider as a milestone of achievement, if your song went viral or not. I mean, and it's, I guess it's for good reason in today's society where music is mainly discovered on social media apps through viral videos. And now that music is distributed through those platforms and you can actually receive money for going viral, I guess that's the new wave of blowing up?
Oh yeah.
Or is it
yeah,
not?
And we're gonna get all into that, man. Like, I'm ready to, I know we both want to go ahead and just dive into this shit because we got so much to say about it, but we need you guys to jump in, man. Jump in the chat. If you're able to call in, we have a special guest joining us today. We're hoping that he can call in, so we're waiting to see what's up with that as we work through this stuff. But Bobby, I am feeling great, man. It is Tuesday. My energy is at the next level. We made it through the weekend. We got a busy ass week ahead of us, man. How are you feeling, bro?
Man, I am feeling absolutely magnificent. I'm almost feeling good. Feeling good.
Feeling as good.
Almost feeling as good as Jay Bailey, the president and CEO of Rice, which is the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. Now, I don't know if you know who Jay, right? Who the Russell Innovation Center of Entrepreneurs is, or who Jay Bailey is. Well, they are an entrepreneur center that focuses on growing, developing, and scaling Black entrepreneurs, and announced Tuesday that it received $1 million grant from PayPal to create a new academy for entrepreneurs who want to work in the retail space. They're going to be teaching up to 50 entrepreneurs about non-traditional retail paths and global marketing and strategies, and mentoring all these new up-and-coming young black entrepreneurs, helping them break into the business. Man, shouts out to that.
Yeah, super dope. Super dope, super man. Dope, man. A million. They just got $1 million grant.
Yeah, $1 million grant to split between 50 people.
Wow. Well, I think that goes a long hand. That kind of goes in perfect with what Diddy was just saying. He was talking about how he won't stop fighting until the black community is no longer expected to accept crumbs. And I think, you know, this is a great step towards that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like,
you
see,
yes, so many entrepreneurs and so many people that are taking that next step and willing to give opportunities. But not only that, is not only give opportunities, is give fair opportunities, so that now it's starting, the payout is the same. It's not I'm exactly getting paid less. Yes, you know, mm-hmm. For some reason we know what the reason is, but for that was always a big factor. You know what I'm saying? Where you find out some of your counterparts you know, aren't making the same amount. So
right, and then now, a lot of times it's based on skill, and sometimes it's not. You know, just sometimes it's bad situations. But you know, shouts out to them, man. You know, for cutting that check, man, and helping out these lucky 50 people to get a chance to learn something new and go explore something in life, man.
So do you know what, like, what does that all consist of? You know what I'm saying? Like, so are these entrepreneurs, they already have like a business plan in place, and they have something that they're wanting to, like, they just need capital to help launch this business, or is it something that they're just taking some potential people that want to be
entrepreneurs? Is they have it broken down into four stages. So once the business owner, they have to go through the four stages of their program. Which is building, coming up with the idea, building the business. And once they get to the fourth stage, then they get the participation where they can get a piece of that money to help bolster the business. And not only are they getting the money, because money's easy, but they're also getting the mentorship of top executives from the company as well. So I think that's very crucial to it too, because like, anybody can just give you some money and you can go out there and mess it up and fail still. But like, having that good, that experience that you can learn from is the crucial and key part of having strong-minded people who've done it before that can teach you the game. And that's what it's really all about right there.
Facts. And man, I guarantee you, PayPal, I was like, we're not about to just give you some money to go fucking blow this shit. Like,
it's still a meal, son. It's still a meal.
Exactly. That's a lot of fucking
bread. You gotta go find your little cousin Pookie mixtape with it. We know how that goes.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, it's wild, bro. But
that's good, man. You know, I love to see that, you know, there's things like that going on in the community. It goes to show that, you know, there's a lot of people are, like we always say on a lot of doses, that the hip hop drives the culture, you know, and a lot of people are trying to tap into the culture in various ways they can, you know, and like driving retail sales of the culture is one of those ways to get those dollars circulating. So, you know. Everybody's got, I don't want to say everybody's got an ulterior motive, but it's like, it ain't nothing for free, bro. We ain't giving you this $1 million for free.
Right, right. That's it, man. You ain't get ain't nothing for there is no handouts. You got to work for that shit, right?
Man, absolutely, and, man. You know, but the number one goal is to try to break that bank, though.
Cha-ching! And they just did.
Hey, we're about to play another song real quick. We'll be right back.
Jump in the chat.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, man, that's a Schoolboy Q, man. He's still be rocking. That's still one of my favorite projects of his, man. Schoolboy Q doing that thing, man. What's that? The Hell of a Life. A lot of different ones, man. But yeah, man, y'all tuned in to the Audio Meds. If you just now tapping in, it's your meds and them DJ Bobby Hustle and that Vato Capo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We absolutely, are back man. At it. And it is Tuesday. Like we said, I know you guys know what fucking day it is, but I forgot. I didn't even know it was Tuesday. So I have to keep reminding myself that today is Tuesday, dog.
Keep reminding you so you know the Tuesday Audio Meds. Every time you think of Tuesday, you think of Audio Meds. We want you to make those synonymous.
Exactly. Exactly. So, we do have a special guest joining us today, and I'm hype about this, man. He should be calling in any second, but it's what I want you guys to do is chime in on today's topic, man. Our title topic is, does going viral mean you made it? And I know a lot of people have something to say about this, because I feel like, Bobby, it's one of those things where labels are starting to pursue it. There's a lot of artists where it seems like the only way to be successful is by going viral. So I'm not sure if this is if this is gonna be the new success, you know, it's, what I'm saying, like, is this the new way to break artists?
It's so crazy that Billboard is already starting to measure artists' virality in the new Billboard chart. It's the hot trending chart powered by X, formerly known as Twitter, to track global music related trends and conversations in real time across X. I can't get used to saying X. I'm gonna always call it Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Across X, viewable over either the last 24 hours or the past 7 days, a weekly 20 position version of the chart covering activity from Friday through Thursday, each week posts alongside Billboard's other weekly charts. So not only can you say, oh, I made the Hot 100 singles, or I made the Hot 200 albums, I also made the Hot Trending charts because I went viral. And you could probably make that without even going Hot 100 with a single or Hot 200 with an album. So the doors is wide open right now. All you got to do is fucking stand on the milk carton and dance on TikTok. Shit.
That's right. That's right. And Keeping Up actually sent me a link earlier today, and it was a club guy doing an interview, and he was talking about Sexy Red and how you know, because she went viral, she took off with the whole, and Bobby, we've had this conversation several times on this show with several different guests about, you know, what she was saying, you know, with her booty hole brown and all that shit. And I think that shit goes back to shock value, you know what I'm saying? Like and in the interview, they were saying, Club Guy was saying that was strategic. She did that to make people be like, man, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? And then she came back with the Ski Yee or whatever, the single, which was the real hit that they followed up with to really smash them. And she's going in on that. So my is what I'm trying to get at is, like, some of these people aren't as, they're actually more clever than you think. You know what I'm saying? There's actually some science going on behind these moves. It's not just something that is accidentally they stumble upon. Some of these people are actually really plotting it out. You know what I'm saying? They're absolutely playing chess,
it's like they say, right? It's like they say, you don't want to throw it on deaf ears, so you got to do something to get people's attention to focus on you. And it's like, once you got their attention, now you hit them with the hot shit, because you can hit them with the hot shit and they don't even notice it because there's so much other stuff that's got their attention. And so
that also goes, a lot of artists will say, you know, I had to dumb it down and give them something that they were, you know, that they could digest. And then I come with the more political shit or more, you know what I'm saying? Like the shit that they really wanted to feed them, and they're not having to force feed them now, is something that the people are willing to digest because they're open to it, because now you have their ears, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, it's almost like, you got to catfish them.
I like that. I like that. They cat down there catfishing the fans and shit.
Hey, man. These ain't my real titties.
These ain't my real bars. This ain't real bars. You know what I'm saying? Right. These my fake bars. I got the real bars at home. Yeah, so, exactly. But yo, speaking of going viral, I'm excited because today's guest, who is going to be joining us in a second, man, has reached over 1 million views on one of his, hold on. I'm getting text at the same time.
Oh, man. What do we tell y'all? Stop texting the crossword puzzle to Copper. I got it on block. I don't even pay no attention. I got 3 phones on my desk right now.
They all
do not disturb. They all on do not disturb right now.
Man, this is hilarious. All right, so hey. Mindframe just called in. He was ready to jump on with us, and he's having some technical difficulties with the phone he's on. So once again, we are back to where we started. So Bobby, like we were saying, man, we'll be having Mindframe joining us here in a minute. He'll be back on here in a second. So he said he's figuring it out. He's got a solution to the problem. So I'm excited about having him on, man, because dude's really been hustling. Like I was saying, you know, going viral. One of his videos just hit over 1 million views, which is huge for indie artists, man. Like, it's not easy to accomplish. People are out here putting videos out and not getting any views on it. You know what I'm saying? Having a video and they put it up, and you know, 2, 3, 6 months down the road, they're still sitting at 100 views. So that's a huge accomplishment, and that goes into the same thing as reaching a broader audience, going viral or exploding on the scene with some type of content. And to me, it's like, so when you're doing this, are you creating, is this interfering with the creative process for artists now? Is this something to where they have to go into it thinking to themselves, what can I create that might go viral? You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking that, like, it kind of almost puts you at one of those things where you have to challenge yourself to, okay, now I can't just create anything. I have to keep in mind, I have to create something that has the ability to go viral. It's like, you know, I have to paint this picture, but I can only use red and fuchsia. You know, so how can I be creative with these two colors? You know, or maybe it makes people put themselves in a box, or maybe it makes people do stupid shit that they would not normally do just because they think people might click on it.
And that was my next question. And that was something that we were talking about, is when do you start, you know, going against your morals and your beliefs, and just to try to gain some type of,
Never ever go against what you believe for the
never
gold. Hashtag BARZ.
So, but then again, is that something where sometimes it could be, maybe you have to do something that your ego doesn't want you to do?
Now, ego and pride, those are two different things that can go into, and confidence as well, you know, going into viral. Because, like, you have to be able to step outside of your comfort zone to be able to do stuff. Like, you know, a lot of people that post 10, 20 times a day, you know what I'm saying, yelling at the top of the mountain, talking about I'm the shit, look at me. It's like, it takes a lot of confidence to do that. You know what I mean? You have to really believe in yourself, and at least believe the hype that you're selling to be able to do that. So it's like, you can't really take downplay somebody who does that, because it takes that's a lot of work on the other end.
To me, I believe you can. I believe you can, because some of these people are just so out of touch, and they believe something that's not true. They're lying to themselves.
It's only lying to yourself until it becomes reality. It's like, you know,
I got an example. Okay. So there is an older artist that's based in Nashville that has been blowing us up to put him on as an opener for the Project Patch show, right? Now, he was never really successful, but in his eyes, he feels like he is the GOAT of the city, right? Mm. And this dude keeps coming, and he's all over social media talking about, this is what's wrong with the city. They won't put me on this show. They know I'm the best, and I've did this, and I've done that, and every other market I go to, I'm the shit, and blah, blah, blah. Nashville just behind, and these guys don't know how to promote shows. But that's the shit that I'm talking about. He is living in a false reality. Like, he never had
success. And the thing about that is, I feel you on that, because some people just don't live up to the hype that they sell. But it still takes a lot of confidence and belief in yourself. Because, like, Oliver Wendell Holmes said it the best. Most of us go to our graves with music still inside of us, unplayed. Now, with that being said, I don't care how whack you is, if you have enough confidence and belief in yourself that you're actually going to take that step to go out there and try, versus all the million of people who say
okay, that they're shit. That's the difference. There's people out here. Everyone knows these guys, all right? Everyone has a homie that does this shit. Yeah, everyone absolutely. Everyone has a homie that sits there and watches TV and was like, watches a boxing match and be like, man, if I get out there and fuck him up, bro, I'd get out, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, or put me on the court. If it was me against dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, but you know them. You're like, dude, that dude's a professional. He would fucking mop you, bro.
That's the difference between him sitting there talking all that shit and then him going out there and getting mopped and coming back with four black eyes.
But that's what I'm saying is, a lot of these people, if they really stepped into the arena, they would get mopped. And they're out here talking like they're Jay-Z doing Jay-Z and Beyonce numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't have that much confidence and make yourself out to be something that you're not, even if you believe it. You have to
As long as you're trying to be it, I'm not going to knock you. You know what I'm saying? I might not rock with it. I might still think you're horrible, but I will at least give you the A for effort of trying, you know. And I respect somebody who's horrible and still goes for it versus somebody who's could have the potential but never takes the step, you know, because it still takes a lot to take the step, even if you're whack as fuck. It still takes a lot. It still takes a lot to get out there and put yourself out there in front of millions of people to be ridiculed and ripped apart on the audio meds to tell you how whack your shit is and you should give it up. But you still dust yourself off and try again, man. And it's like, I'm never one to shit on anybody's dream, man. Whack he is, man. Go for that shit, man. Life's too short not to go out and tell the world that you're whack.
Hey, but at some point, you gotta be real with people and let them know, like, man, you might need to pursue something different, bro. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna play into that shit. I'm not gonna be the one to be sitting there and being like, yeah, great job. You know?
I'm gonna say great job. I'm just gonna be like, do your thing, bro. Yeah, I ain't my cup of tea, but do your thing, bro. I ain't gonna stop you. I ain't never gonna stop anybody from dreaming.
Well, you can't. You can't stop anyone. That's not your place. You can't force someone to stop. It's like, you can say something. They have to make that decision, right?
Right. But maybe he'll get better.
And that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm referring to people that will say they're the best or they're doing this, that, and the other, and you know for a fact that they're not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but I like what Keeping Up said. He said, I wouldn't call doing something whack a matter of stepping outside of my comfort zone. And I agree with that. Like, I'm not going to go and do some whack shit just to be like, I had to get out of my comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's, you know, so.
Maybe they don't know it's whack. Maybe they don't know it's whack. Maybe to them, they think, like, you ever been with somebody?
Who's them?
Those motherfuckers. I'm just saying, you know, whack is whack, regardless of how whack it is. If it's whack, it's whack. But, you know, like I said,
but what do you mean that they might not know if it's whack? Like, what do you mean?
Like, a lot of artists that I met, some artists that, like you said, they playing their shit and everybody around them thinks it's the hottest shit, and it's the shit's really garbage, hot garbage, but they don't know it.
See that, and that's the shit I'm referring to. That's what I'm talking about. But Doug,
you said they know that this shit is whack and they're acting, but they don't know it. So it's like,
No, that's what I'm saying, is they actually believe this shit. They actually believe they're the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like this dude that I was referring to, he's the guy. Like, he honestly believes that he's the best in the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, like,
man, the kid's got heart. The kids got hot.
Yeah, the kids got hot. Yeah, you got to give it to them. Yeah, nah, fuck that. Like, at some point, the reality has to kick in and you know, fucking slap you, back slap you.
Oh, it's going to happen regardless. Up, and it was so crazy. Like, it was like Kanye West said, he's like, yeah, when I started, I was whack, make a beast, but I went in and I said I was going to get better, and I got better, and now I'm the best. It happens like that.
He was. I don't know if he is.
See, there you go. Is he? Is he? Yeah. Or is he not?
Because I'm asking you. Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm like, do you honestly believe that he's the best?
I think he's super talented. I don't think he's the best that ever done it, but he's the best at doing what he did.
There you go. So there you go. Another person that comes out and says they're the best. They honestly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. Right?
But this is my opinion.
Yeah, that's everyone's opinion. Everyone has their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so, but that's what I'm saying.
You have to say that. You have to believe that you're the best, because if you don't believe you're the best, nobody else is going to sway their opinion. There's a lot of people that everybody claims the best that we know is hot garbage, but because of the virality and the bandwagons.
I mean, I just have a hard time. I feel like a lot of it is. I feel like there's always someone out there better, bro.
Always. But I mean, always. It's like life, like there's always, there's a million beautiful women in the world. That don't mean I'm gonna leave the one I'm with to go chase them.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, best is so subjective, but you have to believe that you're the best if you want success. If you don't believe you're the best, I damn sure ain't gonna believe you're the best. And even if you believe you're the best, I still might not believe you're the best.
See, I don't think I need you to believe I'm the best. I just need you to believe I'm really good at what the fuck I do, and I can get the job done.
And you're the best for my money, Capo. You're the
best. There you go.
But I'm going to get you to do it because you're the best for my money. I need great value right now.
Yes, sir. So, but yeah, nah, man. Hey, we were going to work through the kinks. We had to get it all together. But, man, I am super excited because today we have a special guest joining us, man. He hails from Memphis, Tennessee, by way of Nashville. Been putting in a lot of fucking work, going hard, and really creating a buzz on the underground and developing a foundation of organic supporters, man. So I'm extremely excited to have him on there. He's got a bunch of new shit in the works, new video popping off, a million views. So I need y'all to make some noise. Is he on?
I think he's kind of just frozen. His icon head is just frozen. Is you there? Okay, wait a minute. Make some noise. I think it just unfroze.
Okay, I need y'all to make some noise for the one, the only, our guy, Mind Frame. Hey! Are you there?
Oh, so sorry. Hey, y'all need to sue A and B and tell them to get with the Android and Samsung family.
Hey.
Hey, Amp, you hear that? You hear that, Amp? Well, hey, good thing they just added Amp. They just added the Android and the Samsung family to the app. So now they're able to download it. They're still working through some of the glitches, obviously, because you wasn't able to get on there for some reason. We thought that was fixed, but Amp, we need to get someone on there, man. Yeah, but
They're working on it. They're trying. They ain't the best yet. They're trying.
We getting there. Right there, you go, Bobby. There you go, Bobby. Don't shit on the dream. You can't stop him, Bobby. You can't stop him. So what's up, my friend, man? I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We know you got so much going on, man, and a whole gang of shit on your plate. So for you to break loose and come and join us on Audio Meds really means a lot to us, man. So we appreciate it, homie. How's everything going your way?
Kind of low.
Yeah. You get real low and then you come back in loud. So I don't know. Are you talking directly into the phone? It sounds like he in the other room.
Wow. Right, he got it on speakerphone while he in the kitchen whipping.
We got him.
No, it's on the speaker. It's on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. That's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, man, just my everything been moving, man. I just been booked and blessed. And man, just happy to be, you know, doing what I love and, you know, constantly elevating and man, getting better and better, you know. And that's pretty much the name of the game, man. Just constantly evolving. With the way this, like how y'all was kind of talking, man, just with this industry and this business aspect of it, and you still being the dope, I mean, still being a dope, you know, handsome, talented individual that I am.
There you go.
See, somebody got to believe it. Somebody got to believe it.
He said, someone got to believe it. You got to speak it, dog. Nobody else
will, man. Right.
Yo, okay, so man, you seen today's topic, you heard a little bit of the discussion, and we're going back and forth on you know, does going viral mean that you made it? How do you feel about that, man?
To me, honestly, going viral most, like y'all was saying, man, going viral most definitely helps in the way they're structuring the game and like how they paying attention to a lot of people is due to that. But another part that comes with it that a lot of people don't really know or don't really say is you can go viral and still amount to absolutely nothing, bro.
Okay.
It happens every day. But if you go viral and you got all your ducks in a row, that's what, like how y'all said about the Sexy Red, whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. So, how, you know, she came out with the crazy stuff, but she already, you know what I'm saying, her and her team already had, you know what I'm saying, they already had everything lined up, ready to go once that happened. So that's pretty much the recipe, bro. Like, if you can go viral and might just be able to capitalize off of it, then for sure, that's definitely a good look. But if you go viral and, I mean, people be going viral off like half a clip from like Thriller, you know what I'm saying, from the app. But if you don't have music video, the song ain't even been, you know, released on, you know, no keys or nothing or anything of that nature. So did they really, you know what I'm saying, did they really blow up or did they just have a, you know, a real trendy moment? I mean, I think the difference is going viral and having just a trendy moment.
Okay. So you're saying that is kind of like the blueprint of today's independent artists, is to try to find a way to be able to flow with the algorithm, go viral, but at the same time you got to have something ready to launch if you do achieve that moment.
Most definitely. Like, you got to, like you said, my folks attention span, like nowadays, is like, man, of a fruit fly, bro. Like, 3 seconds and my man down to the next. So if you don't have anything else to re-engage all those people you just ran across, you just wasted, you know what I'm saying, that opportunity. So you most definitely gotta have, you know what I'm saying, all your eyes dot, all your T's crossed for sure.
Yeah. So quick question, man. Do you where you're at in your career, do you ever find yourself approaching music, or when you're creating, you know, you're coming to the creative aspect, and do you ever find yourself approaching it with that in mind, that I need to keep trying to go viral, I need to do something creative or something that might help me trend, does that never even come into play when it's creative mode? Is it just organic and you just let it, you know, flow and then try to create something out of it afterwards to go viral?
All right. For me, man, it's these two words, bro, and you already know because we've been rocking for a while. And it's just stay true. Like, I just stay true to who I am authentically, my creative process, and, you know, what that means for me in whatever that time that I'm in or that space that I'm in. And, you know, pretty much go from there. I don't really have that in mind. But I mean, if you tapped in and you tuned into the game and the industry and things of that nature, I feel like kind of secondhandly, it kind of, you know, shows itself, you know, a little bit. It also, you know, for me personally, like, I feel like it's super easy to, you know, mimic, you know, what's hot right now. Mm. But you know, what's quick, you know, what comes in the quickest goes out the quickest.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I try to most definitely stay, man, true to me, true to my principles, true to my, you know, creative space, true to my, you know, my roots, you know, when it comes to my music and my thought process and how I line it up. And I still been making, you know what I'm saying? It ain't failed so far. You know, I've been making dope music still and, you know, catchy songs and hook still, but still be in mind frame at the end of the day. Cause I feel like that's right.
Okay, so do you participate in any of these viral challenges or initiate any of them on your own?
No, not really. I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm not going to say I participate in them. But, you know, with being an independent artist and like I said, being in the know for how things is going, it's the same thought process, to be real. It's just to have, you know what I'm saying, you can do the same thing, but you can't do the same thing, if that makes sense. So a lot of people come in, you know, with the same little, you know, 1-2-step TikTok dance, you know, with their song, and, you know, somebody else, you know, got another one, and, you know, 2 days later, so now you know, I already forgot about, you know, the last one. So you got to kind of, same thing, you got to have the same approach.
It's, right. It's like the mic drop. Did you do a mic drop? Like, I'm on your gram, I was looking for one to see if you did a mic drop. Did you do a mic drop?
No, I didn't do it.
He said, I didn't want to be the other million rapper that did a mic drop.
That was my question. I was going to ask you, like, that was the challenge, people.
Right. It's funny you said that because that's literally where my mind goes and how my mind works. Like, when I saw it, I was like, that's dope.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, like you just said, Cabo. Like, oh, I ain't trying to be the you know, 1,000,000th, 200,000th, and 80th person to do it. I gotta find a certain way to kind of, you know, flip it, twist it, but make it my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, you know, once I get that together, then put that out there.
Well, I think it also comes with, like, it's like, it, like you said, it's dope what, you know, what they're doing with that, but it also, some one person started it, and then a million other videographers started mimicking it, and then that's when you started getting all these different versions of it, and then it became watered down. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and that goes back to what you were saying as far as it's easy to copy what other people are doing to start trending, but the difficult part is when it takes someone, a real creative, to come and say, you know what, I think this would be dope. And then they go viral off of something that they came up with on their own and not mimicking someone else's formula or trying to copy it and recreate it. And I feel like that's what we're missing. And I think there's not a lot of that. It's a lot of one person does something dope and then everyone tries to copy it. And then another person does it. And then everyone tries to copy it again, which I don't like, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think the mic drop shit was wrong. Like, or I don't think it was uncool to do, but I think you had to do it at the right time. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if you would have struck right when it happened and everyone, right. you know, like everyone was on it, but you know, if you waited a little bit too late, it's like, nah.
You missed the boat, homie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Timing's everything. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
just a lot of folks just trying to get money. And, you know, no disrespect to them. You know, most definitely. You know, get your paper by all means. But like you said, man, it just once it hit that factory processing, and man,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything mimicked it, and man, it was too much of it from too many different platforms at one time. So it just got old real fast.
And that's just like you said, that's how it be with trends. They come in quick and they go out even quicker. And if that's your only claim to fame, you're going to get lost with the trend as it goes away.
Right. You got to set your own trends.
So, yeah, so what, so what are some of the things that you got on the plate for the new project that you're working on? What's something unique that you're planning on doing?
Bit. So then that's a great segue question, man. How long y'all been doing this, man? Y'all professionals, man.
We just started, man.
I need to get a raise, man. That was dope. No, for real though.
Hold on. Say that again.
I need a raise. I said, two more times. Give my guys a raise, man.
Good damn. Kick. But yeah, hit us with the play.
Give them the money and then make it Android and Samsung friendly.
We're gonna send an email. Literally.
But no, Tim, that's definitely a good question. Like y'all said, man, just thinking outside the box. So the new project that I'm currently, I can't say I'm working on, because as of 2 weeks ago, it is complete. It's not yet complete. So what I'm doing with it, so the project is going to be called Mind Over Matter. Anybody who's been a mind frame, supporter, fan, anything, any project I put out has the word mind in it. Mm-hmm. So Mind Over Matter is definitely next. And it's basically named after my docuseries as well I have, which is the Mind Over Matter docuseries that I air on my YouTube channel. So like how we were saying, like, everybody does, a listening party, so I plan on doing it for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely trying to get a lot of tastemakers, a lot of, DJs. Definitely would be, honored if I could get y'all to come. Definitely invited. But it's going to be a listening party with a little twist.
That's what I was about to say. What's the twist? Because I know you've been getting creative with this, man.
So the twist is, it's going to be a listening survey party. So basically everybody always has the dream of, man, I could be an A&R, I could make the bombest, dopest playlist, that anybody ever heard type shit. So this basically gives people to live a part of their dream, through me, but at the same time giving me great constructive criticism, giving me great feedback and everything, and just, kind of helping me see stuff from other people's, the consumers, like taste, like firsthand. So it's 15 songs I had. And that's out of the 15, right? Oh yeah. Out of the 15, the 7 to 8 highest rated will be what the project gonna be.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna whittle it down.
Yeah. So do the other songs that don't make the project, do they go on another project, or they just hit the editing room floor?
Possibly. I mean, either or. It could be nothing is absolutely wrong, with them. Mm-hmm. They might just make a great single, in between, project this and that. Or like you said, it could be for the next one.
So
it might have to get worked on, it might need a few minor touches, it might need a new verse, here and there. So
yeah. Okay, so I mean, you mentioned that it could be a single. So with this being such a single based industry right now, and everything being about trying to catch that quick viral moment, and releasing content. Why a project? Why come out with and try to do a project right now?
To be honest, it's and it's the beauty of, being an independent artist, man. You can kind of do what you want. You play your own tune. It's really just personal. Stuff and goals for myself and why I want to do my actual project. Releasing singles as well. But I already have extensive catalog already. Most independent artists don't, have, almost 30 some songs out.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, test myself. I just wanted to, see my progress from my last project to now currently. And that's pretty much what it is. But just also, for the people who are, true fans and supporters that I have gained, over the years, It's something to celebrate them as well. It's something to get them as well. People who I know, who've been wanting an S project from me. So
And that's what I was about to say is, like, you've honestly, over the years, you have built an organic fan base, a group of people that really support what you're doing. We've seen it over and over again, especially at some of the shows that we've done together. I've seen people come out and they support like crazy, dog. I remember when you opened up for Bone Thugs. And man, like that shit was insane. Yeah. And there was mad
Army battle buddies there, friends from college, friends from high school, like friends from work. Like it was super dope. And just people, you know, I never even knew who been following me, you know what I'm saying? Who been supporting me and actually been listening to my music this whole entire time. And I didn't meet them until that night. Like it was the dopest experience. I signed my first autograph that night.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's good. Dope. That's part of the process. So I know you just said you got a video that recently just hit 1 million views. So how was that feeling?
Great. So the song is for One More Time. Definitely dope, like laid back, relationship-y, toxic-y, you know, type of song. But at the end of the day, like I said, I just stayed true to who I am, and it was still frame at the end of the day. So that's what really, really made me happy. You know, I didn't have to go to the far extreme gimmick in this to just do something, you know, super duper crazy. I can really stay true to myself and still, you know what I'm saying, reach and touch the masses. So that was a big win to me in my eyes. And it's just a dope video, to be real.
Just a dope video. Which one was that?
One More Time.
Oh yeah. One more, yeah. I fuck with that one too. But and you've been pushing that, man. Like I've been really seeing that shit move. And that's what's dope, man. It's like, and you said this is your first video that's hit 1 million, right?
First video hit 1 million.
Did you celebrate?
Fuck yeah. But yeah, I most definitely did. I don't even drink champagne. I bought like a bottle of like champagne, you know, made like a little dope little celebratory video, popped it, you know, with everybody to, you know, celebrate with me. And I think I treated myself to a great dinner. And some other, you know, regular PvP. So it was definitely, though, definitely celebrated that. I had to. I celebrate the small wins just as much as I celebrate the big ones, man.
Fuck you, yeah. That's a good one. And so real quick, man, we have a question in the chat. Keeping up asked, are you tempted to copy a template for that 1 million views? And are you focused on the metrics now?
For sure. Almost definitely. to say copy the template of it, I'm not. If it's a similar kind of song texture and like topic of that one, for sure, most definitely. But for maybe like a song that I'm really pushing right now, which is going crazy stupid and getting a video, trying to get everything ready for the video for that, then it's A Man Say Man. That's a totally different direction, you know what I'm saying, for One More Time. So, you know, the things I put in, you know, for One More Time, not really gonna work for A Man Say Man. So you kind of gotta tailor it, you know, a different way, but you know, not too much, because like you were saying, the data and demographics and stuff that I got from that, now I know, you know what I'm saying, who to put my music back out to for my same target audience.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Facts. But that's the thing is, like, and that's what I was wondering is, you know, when was that a strategic plan, like, to reach that million? Did you do certain type of marketing tactics to get it there? Or was this just something that was organic and just kind of moved on its own?
It was kind of a bit of both, but definitely had to put some guidance on it is what I call it, for sure. But got definitely you, a lot of love on the board. And that was just from mine just doing the song, you know, performing the song a lot, posting it, running different ads on social media, Google ads, blogs, other people's platforms, things of that nature.
There you go. Okay, we don't want to give too much of the sauce away.
Right, right. I guess the big question people are wondering is, are you monetized? Did you get that check?
You better know it. Hey! That's why I celebrated so happily, because I was like, I've turned into Meek Mill, bro. I used to pray for times like this.
Hey, man. Hey, you won the game, man. You know, hey, shit, that million views, that'll pay some bills.
But that's what he said in the first place, right, was having your shit together on the back end so that when something pops off, you're prepared, right? So if you would have hit that million and you weren't prepared, you didn't have your shit monetized, there would have been no check for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no collecting off of that, you know? So to build it up and work and get that shit monetized before you hit the million, that's chess, not checkers, my people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like somebody, last little sauce that somebody might put on me that I definitely want to share. And I always share with others. Like, man, when it comes to this music shit, it's like 20% music and 80% business. Like, business as in, you know, people think that's just studio and shows and performing and radio. No, that's having your metadata, having everything registered.
People don't understand that metadata.
Tell them, it'll change your life.
Yeah. That's how they find your music to cut you your check. All these places like ASCAP, BMI, Sound Exchange, BDS, Media Base, all these different organizations. You wonder how they find your song after all these millions of songs on all these millions of streaming platforms. It's the metadata.
Yeah, and you got to build that database and collect all that data so you can have your own database when it's time to go to work. And now if you own that shit, man, it's at a click of a button, you can reach all the people that support you.
Absolutely. So Mindframe, man, we got some records on you. I know we're bigging you up. We're talking big shit about you, but we're going to prove that you ain't just full of hot air, that you actually about what you say you about. So we got some records, you know, for some of the fans who know you, they know what to expect. For some of the fans who are new to you, we're about to show them what to expect. So we got this record right here, Back in My Bag. Because that's where you always want to be. Before we drop this for the people and let them know a little and let them feel it, can you get us on the same place with you mentally, spiritually, visually, sonically, and tell us what was going through your brain in the creative process or what was going through your heart?
Too easy, bro. I post it every time I post it. This bag season don't never end. And Nick, music, they can go to your job, they can go to your mindset. It can go to whatever you want to apply it to. You got to always stay focused. You got to always, you know, keep your goals and your accomplishments and the steps you need to do to accomplish those goals. I mean, always in the upper most of your mind, but all time.
Absolutely, man. So y'all know how we do here at Audio Meds. Make sure y'all tap that plus button, turn it to a check, man. It's that Mind Frame, that new record, Back in My Bag.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, yo, Mindframe. That right there, that's my new workout anthem right there. I shit you not. I got a nice little playlist with some Ace Hood, with some little Weezy, some Drizzy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to get in my emotions with a little Yeezy, but like the Back in My Bag, that's going to be the one I'm looking in the mirror at myself. I'm like, bro, you got this. You got this. You got this. Man, Back in My Bag.
It's been on a couple different fitness playlists already, bro. So that's definitely a good fit to put it, bro. For sure.
Yeah, man. That shit's hard, man. That shit is hard. That's a good one to go, man. You just got to put that promo behind it.
Yo, but see, that's what I like is it's already been on several fitness playlists and really trying to find the best places for your records, right? Like figuring out where to put them, what, you know, like playlists are, they were at one point playlists were like the the way to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of died down somewhat.
Before anybody could make a playlist, they were the way to go.
Yeah, yeah, facts. But you can still see a lot of traction off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like he just said, you know, being on some fitness playlists, that could help out. And then not only that, is it also helps paint the picture of what type of record this is. You know what I'm saying? It can drive you to him like, oh, shit, yeah, this is one of those records. You know? Hey,
shit, that's a getting dressed record. Shit, before I'm about to hit the club, man, after I throw that shit on, spray my cologne, shit, I'm back in my bag. Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to work, man, shit, you got that. Hold on, did you say, wait, rewind. Did you say kiss the mirror?
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about, man?
Duh, what the fuck? Yeah, did I know I heard that shit, bro.
You hearing stuff, man. I said, before you go to work, you roll you one up and you flick the roach and you be like, I'm back in my bag.
Got you. Yes.
That's fire, man. So what's the game plan, man? So tell me, what's the game plan?
So the game plan now, man, is to, man, again, like I said, it's just to keep growing, keep elevating, and man, getting and taking, man, that next step. Definitely got a lot of shows lined up, like this Capo hit on, opening for a Memphis legend, man. Somebody I didn't grew up on since I didn't grew up on.
Absolutely. And that hits different when you're actually performing with somebody you respect, you know what I'm saying? That you, from growing up as a kid to seeing them as an adult, and you still respect them. You know what I mean? Because, like, respect can be lost, you know, when you meet your heroes, but it's like, that's dope. That's definitely dope.
Hey, man, say, man. That's what we need to go up. We need to go ahead and get them on that remix, mind frame.
The back of my bag, hey.
No, I'm talking about the Amen, say, man. Yeah. Because that's what that's Project Pat. That's what every drop he ever does, he starts it with Amen, say, man. That's how he does that shit. I've got about 8 different drops in my phone from him for every city that we're going to, and every single drop, that's how he starts it, man. But that's a Memphis thing, right, my friend? You're really low again, homie. I don't know if you far from the phone or what.
I'm right on. Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Let me take a second to warm up. All
right. Yeah, see, I was saying for sure like that, you definitely ain't saying nothing that ain't crossed my mind for sure, but it's definitely a Memphis thing. It's been around before I was even born. So it's just big Memphis energy, bro. It's just something like all the old players used to, you know, say back in the day, and they still saying it to this day. So, and me being a true Memphian for sure, like to the day I die. Like I had to do that for the city and for the culture, man.
Yeah, real Absolutely. Shit, real shit. So, you mentioned the Project Pat show you're opening up, but you're also heading down the street to Mobile, Alabama, to open up for Currency as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Big fan of you, as far as somebody, you know, because not only am I, you know, a Southern artist, but you know, I definitely pay attention to you know, the lyrics, the bars, and you know what I'm saying. So to definitely be, you know, with my name, you know being mentioned, you know, with a performance with his as well, man, it's just dope, bro.
Right. And that's something that I definitely noticed about you and do respect about your music is, like, you do have that Southern twang, but, like, you know, you got some bars. You're like, man, every day I'm talking to God like I'm on the phone. It's like, yeah, okay, you talk about some stuff, man. And you ain't just, you know, swapping on the beat.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm the greatest. Like, you gotta believe it, man. Like, if don't nobody believe you the greatest, man, you at least gotta believe you the greatest, man. At the end of the day.
I don't believe I'm the greatest, but I know for sure I'm great. I can't.
There
even.
You go. See, Bobby, I like that. He said, I don't believe I'm the greatest, but I know I am great. There's a difference. There's a difference.
You're the greatest of something. I'll tell you, you're the greatest of something.
Yeah, I don't choose the greatness or whatever. The other people choose that, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta believe you're great.
Yeah.
That's it. So, and speaking of being great, you also gotta be smart, Bobby. And
absolutely.
And you know, mind frame. You know, it's all about the mental strength and in the brain. And I think we gotta do it, Bobby. I know we're supposed to be getting out of here in a minute, mm-hmm. but before we get out of here, we got time to play some Street Smarts trivia.
I think we got time to play some Street Smarts trivia. Mind Frame, you down to play some Street Smarts trivia?
I am. I'm going to try to beat my record, man. I'm going to beat my record.
Okay. All right.
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia with your host, DJ Bobby Hustle, and that Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug. Bing! All right. If you're familiar with the show, then you know what time it is. It's time when we play the game. We play a little bit of Street Smarts Trivia. This is the part where we just ask you some questions. You just got to give us some answers. It's that easy.
They in the chat. He said, been too long since we got trivia in the streets. Let's go.
We about to feed you. Okay. So this is a classic one right here. It's called Hip Hop History. Cream was an acronym for what 1994 Wu-Tang Clan hit? Was it?
There is no multiple choice.
Yeah, y'all need one. Cash rules everything around me, man. Cream get the money.
Is that your final answer?
Hey. Too easy.
We had to warm them up.
That's it. Low hanging fruit, like Bobby always says.
That makes sure you at least got a point on the board, man. You know, we're believing you. Okay.
Can't call yourself the greatest if you ain't put at least one up on the board.
At least one. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be the GOAT. You just the GOAT.
The GOAT.
All right. So this one right here is going to get a little bit more trickier.
Excuse me. I'm going to need to see some
This is called ID check. We're going to read your government name. All you got to do is tell us who it is.
All right.
My government name is Mario Mims. M-I.
A. Takeoff. B. Moneybag Yo, or C. Yo Gotti.
Gotti.
Is that your final answer?
Sir, Yo Gotti.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was all Memphis. Right.
Memphis.
Okay. Beautiful land. We turned up on you now. It's about to get hard. Capo, I think this is your favorite category.
Man, who said that shit?
You know it. All right, so my friend, you already know, man. You've played this with us before. I'm going to read you some lyrics. All you got to do is tell us who said that shit. Easy as that. All right. God bless you working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise. Even though the devil's all up in my face, but he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race. Who said that shit? We had to hit him hard on that one, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. I got two going in my mind. Can you say it for me one more time?
Okay. Yep. God bless you, working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face, but he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race. Who said that shit?
I'm going to have to go. I always say go with your first guess. And I'm thinking it's Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
When I play this song, you're gonna be so mad at yourself.
I feel like I am too.
You know this, and you know them.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that was a classic, man. But your Mind Frame, man.
He said that was a classic. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Mind Frame. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. All right. You did that. You got 3 out of 4. Three out of four. We let you have we let you have that one.
All right, what we doing? What we doing?
That's been kind of Jay-Z-ish, and that's what threw me out. But I'm telling you, like, when I said it was two, it was literally him, and it was Bone Thugs. But I was trying to find them. I was like, it's got to be, but it
didn't work. Well, I mean, if I would have said it the same pattern, then it would have been too fucking obvious.
All right, man. But like I said, you know, you still came out swinging, man. What's that? You get like what, 70%? That's enough to get you to community college. So shit, man. Applause to you.
For sure, appreciate you.
Yeah, man. He said, "For sure, appreciate you." Hey, man, that was one of them. Like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, man, shit.
Was that a compliment or a diss? Hey, I don't know.
Women lie, numbers don't lie, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck
does
this really even matter for? You got a fucking hot record that's about to go viral. So
yes. So Mindframe, I know we know you got the new project. You gave us a little bit of an insight on it. What's to come? You gave us the title. When can we expect this to drop?
My top of the year. Just gonna be in January for sure. I'm definitely aiming for that. For the second week in January, that Monday. So it's the I believe it's the 8th, January the 8th.
January 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's close to our birthdays.
Yeah, we got the same birthday, January 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, this was
yes, sir. Hey.
That's why we always be in the back arm wrestling this shit, because it's fucking Capricorn.
Yes, sir. Yo, Blame Darius was in the comments. He said, I don't know what version that was. I feel you, dog. I don't know what the fuck that was. But yeah. Mindframe, man, we appreciate you stopping in and chopping it up with us, man. We know you got a lot of music. We didn't get to all of it because, you know, time-wise, you kind of chimed in a little bit late due to the technical difficulties, but we do appreciate you jumping in and you gotta promise us one thing though, bro. You gotta promise us when the project drops, come back and let's do a listening session on Audio Meds on Amp, and we'll do, I know you're gonna have your private one, but let's do one for the people right here for all the fans and everybody that's tuned in, man, across the Amp platform, and we'll do a dope ass listening party right here for you, man.
That'll be dope, man. I appreciate that for sure. We definitely gonna have to make that happen for sure.
Hell yeah.
It's on the books. Yeah, we waiting on you.
It's
on the book.
It's what you don't know is we already had it scheduled and we just didn't tell you.
Right. Yeah, it's already on the books.
You know, like today. Let me know stuff in advance.
He said in advance.
In advance. Yes. No advance, but it's in advance.
That's it. So tell the people where they can find all your music, where they can follow you on social media. We know you got a gang of merch. You can tell them about the merch and where they can cop that as well, because you got a lot of dope pieces out there. So just catch them up, homie.
For sure. Y'all can most definitely follow me on all platforms. Thank God I'm Framed. It's Thank God I Am Framed, FRAME. There's Instagram. X now, and ain't Twitter no goddamn move. TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, and most definitely to find one stop shop, you know, it's definitely swinging by their website, my official website, and it's thankgodonframe.com. All my music is there, music videos are there, docuseries are there. Definitely the merchandise is there as well, and also the clothing line itself, which is ABKLLD Clothing, which stands for Airborne Kings Lifelong Dreams, is all on the website as well. Definitely got a lot of new items available right now. The money mood is going stupid crazy right now. Merchandise, shit, yeah, shirts, that's the ad lib for those who don't know and for those who do know. Man, so it's working for sure. So definitely, you can definitely find all my social media from their website is the quickest and easiest way. To definitely get in contact with me. And that's again, www.thankgodonframe.com.
Yes, there you go. Well, once again, man, round of applause for the homie Mind Frame. We appreciate you stopping in and taking time out of your busy schedule to rock with us, man. Until next time, homie, we appreciate you like always.
To you, Mind Frame.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Mind Frame, man. If you ain't familiar, get familiar, man. Make sure y'all tap that plus button, turn it to a check. Make sure y'all follow him on all the socials, man. If y'all just tapping in, man, it's your man's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, man. We just had a dope convo with Thank God I'm Mind Frame, man. You know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mind Frame is definitely out here working, doing his thing. And like we said, man, we appreciate him stopping by and chiming in and tapping in with Audio Meds. So, yeah, man, it's dope being able to have this platform, Bobby, and be able to play our up and coming artists' music and interview them on the spot and stuff. So, man, it's super dope, bro.
It's super dope, man. And, you know, just like us, showcasing a lot of talent. There's a lot of talented people out there, whether they're artists or whether you're just a creator to want to showcase your content. AMP is a dope platform that you could do it on. Did you know that you could create your own show on AMP? That all you have to do is create an account, start doing a show. And as a matter of fact, if you do want to create your own show, we have a hashtag that you could drop in there, and then AMP might take a look at you and they might cut a chit neck. Ain't that right, Capo?
That's right. And what's the hashtag?
That hashtag is AM, as in Audio Meds, Creatives, with an S. That's AM Creative. So all you got to do is create a show on AMP, use AM Creatives hashtag in your title, in your description. Just put it on there. And if you put that on there, AMP going to pull it up. They might take a listen. They might be like, I like this shit. They might be like, this shit is horrible. You know, I don't know. All I know is I can get you plugged. I can at least get an eyeball if you want it. You know,
and he said, I can't promise shit.
You might get paid, you might not, but I guarantee if you use that hashtag, you're going to show up in the algorithm.
That's right. And remember, every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, we are doing this right here. We are live only on AMP, and we are doing it all for the culture. We love to have dope guests. We love people chiming in and jumping in the chats and calling in and giving us their opinions and talking about all the dope topics that we do. And then we also love playing all this dope music and just celebrating the hip-hop culture, because that's what it's all about, Bobby.
Man, support the culture, push the culture forward, change the narrative. That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
I think we got one more. Those are we got one more guest. Bruh, yes, those are non-GMO, non-gluten, soy-free, non-meat, oxygen-based. Yeah,
he said oxygen based.
Yeah. We got one more guest on the line. You ready?
Paging Dr. Capo, paging Dr. Capo. All right, Bobby, so you know what time it is, man. Like we always do, every dose of Audio Meds, we have to end it with the prescription. And today's prescription goes something like this. I know it's Tuesday, we're just starting the week, and you may be starting off on the wrong foot or the right foot. I know my day started crazy. So I want to give you a little something to run through the week with. It goes like this. Ready, Bobby?
I'm ready.
All right. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
Say that one more time.
Perfection is not obtainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
So for a lot of y'all that it may went over your head, it may not, basically says if you just keep trying and keep going, if you shoot for the stars, you might land on the moon. Some shit like that. We love y'all. Make sure y'all tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit that heart button, show us some love. Make sure you leave a comment, tap that plus button, and turn it to a chinny.
Yes, sir.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for you.
Yik!